This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Search and rescuers are on a mission to locate a Lion Air commercial plane that went down Monday off the coast of Jakarta, Indonesia. 189 people were on board, and Indonesian officials don't believe they will find any survivors. The plane lost contact with ground officers shortly after its pilot asked to turn back to base. Officials say they can't confirm the cause of the crash until they find the plane's black box, the cockpit recorder that captures voice and flight data. Here's more from the head of the National Transportation Safety Committee, who speaks through a translator.
We will use a ping finder because the box emits a ping noise at the frequency of 390 kilohertz. There's also a sonar scanner. After that, we'll send in divers to find its position.
One child and two babies are among the passengers on this downed plane. We are now hearing from the survivors of the synagogue massacre in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh Saturday. Barry Werber recounted how he and other worshippers concealed themselves in a supply closet and came very close to the gunman, who didn't see them.
I could see that he looked around only because there was a shaft of light as he opened the door. He stepped over Mel's body, didn't pay any attention, stepped back and walked out.
The gunman, Robert Bowers, opened fire with an AR-15 rifle and other weapons during worship services inside the Tree of Life Synagogue on Saturday, killing 8 men and 3 women before tactical police tracked him down and shot him. 6 people were injured in the attack. Longtime Social Liberal Party lawmaker and former army officer Jair Bolsonaro has been elected Brazil's president. We're following this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The FBI has located